The quarterback is kind of what the quarterback situation is kind of what steals the headlines, so to speak, defensively. What's happened over the last 3 weeks as a veteran, as a guy who's, you know, been through it all here? How do you guys kind of get things back on track?
Well, obviously, you know, poor performance. We've practiced well. I feel like we've practiced well. Guys have gone out, and we're just in a point now where it's got to carry over and it's got to get into the game. You know, obviously, they get that many turnovers. We don't get any. I feel like we only responded well to three of them where we didn't, you know, we only gave up field goals or missed field goals. So we have to respond better on sudden change and adversity. So our football team right now is, you know, working through a mountain of it, and the only way to get through it is to work through it. You know, you can't hope and wish and think something miraculous is going to happen. You have to go out and work.
Does it add to the frustration that the work's there? It's just for some reason the results aren't?
Well, I think, you know, those things have to precede, you know, any kind of performance. So, you know, we'll just keep hammering away on it, focus on technique, communication, and all the small details, you know, and those small things will eventually become big things.
As important as execution is, Kyle, where does mental toughness come in here, knowing you've got a lot of young players you're dependent on, too? Maybe they haven't been through three-game losing streaks like this, you know, with probably coming from successful college programs. How do you kind of calm the waters with some of those young guys that might be looking at guys like you after one bad play?
Yeah, well, I think if they're not there yet, you know, they've had plenty of opportunity over the last 3 weeks to kind of either build it or see where they are. You know, sudden change, turnovers, you know, a lot of bad play and missed opportunity. So, you know, just really kind of reiterate to those guys that it all comes back down to preparation, you know, whether it's in the film room, it's on the practice field, and going out and carrying that over to the game field and using what you know and what you've seen to impact your performance on Sunday.
What makes Alex Smith the quarterback he is? He was playing MVP-type level.
Sure.
Until recently.
Sure. I mean, mobility, arm strength, you know, knowing the ins and outs of defenses and what they're doing. So, really a total package, a lot of different things. He's got a lot of good weapons around him. He understands that, you know, getting the ball out of his hand and getting to those guys and getting them in space is really a benefit for him. So he's a well-rounded guy, obviously an exceptionally talented guy that we have to have a really good game plan to get ready for.
The guys like Brady and Brees and Rodgers get all the pub, but he's been in this league a long time. He's doing some things that seem to be maybe underrated, underappreciated. Would you agree with that, Kyle?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's probably a guy that maybe nationally he's probably flown under the radar, you know, but I've played on Pro Bowl teams with him. I've seen the guy, what he can do. I've played against him. So I think he's a guy that when you play against him and you see him play as a player, as a coach, as an opponent, you really respect and recognize what he can do.